Here we are on the 23rd of November 2009, having kindly been invited by Peter Butler into his home to interview him. Thank you very much, Peter. This is Malcolm King from the Rugby Heritage Project. I have with me Dick Williams.
Hello.
And hello, Peter.
Good evening.
Let's start right at the start. Were you born into a rugby family?
No, not at all. My father played for Archdeacon in those days, and he played a little bit of rugby. But I had in my sort of formative years when I started, I was always a footballer, a soccer player, and I had in my formative years when I started at Cripps School in Gloucester. We had a very good rugby master there, but I was very slight. And I used to get knocked around by the bigger boys in those times. So I was in the third set of players. They selected a first set and a second set, and the scrags just went off and sort of did their own thing. And that's where I was. And I was regularly sent off running around the pitch because I couldn't get the interest in it or anything. But from there, I got more and more interested because the school was a very, very good rugby school in those days. We had the Hannafords there and, some real sort of rugby legends then of those days. And I got more and more interested and found when I was 14, coming 15, that I could kick a ball. And that was the first time that round the corner kicking came into fashion. So it was kicking like a football, basically. And so to kick the oval ball like a football came fairly naturally, really. And there were three of us who used to do it. Tony Chesson, who is now a master at St Peter's, and played a lot of rugby with me. Stephen Collett, who was a football player, and I always remember he was like an import to Gloucester from away. You know, we were all local Gloucester boys, really. And myself, and we just stuck around, and after school we'd play about with the ball, and we'd be there hours, kicking this ball. And that's where it all formed, really. That's where it all came from, to be fair. And my love of the game came from the enthusiasm that we had. Some Welsh schoolmasters, a guy called Jones and another guy who was very helpful, in our development of rugby. Horace Edwards was there, who had a Welsh cap. And he really nurtured our interest in it all, and he really pushed us to the fore in the rugby circles, really.
So what age did you get into the school team for the first time?
Well, I got into the first team, not the first team, but the first team for the year when I was 15. And I was kicking goals then, quite regularly. I started off with the old toe kick, like Don Rutherford used to do then in those days, the Gloucester man. But my interest in round the corner kicking was further fueled really by the fact that Eric Stevens, an old Cryptian, had been at Gloucester Rugby Club and was there at Gloucester Rugby Club playing for the county. And one thing I do say to Eric is I used to watch him when I was in my short trousers, and he doesn't appreciate that very much, but for me, Eric was my idol in those days, and we've become good friends now, in the developing years. But Eric was always a very good sportsman, very good eye for the ball, very good cricketer, very good golfer, and a very good rugby player as well. And really, from 15 through 16, I was in the first team for the year, and then at 17, in first year six, then I was in the second team. Played with a guy called Richard Mulder, who was a local Trebworth boy, and he was captain of the team then, very enthusiastic, but really a hockey player more than anything else. But he used to love, putting his weight around on the field like big second row forward. He was, he was a real gentleman and all. And really, in the second year six, I progressed at first year six, actually I got into the first team. Second year six, then I was playing regularly for the first team then, and we were playing all the local schools, Thomas Riches and people like this, and also some of the Welsh sides as well. We played Christ College Brecon and people like this, and we went 2 years to the public school sevens up in Roehampton, and for the first year we got knocked out just before the quarter final. Played some good rugby, won a couple of games, and then that was a real experience for us, going away and staying away in London. And then the second year we got to the quarter final and we beat Cowley Grammar School, who were the real fancied favourites in those days. They had John Horton, they had David Gullick, John Horton, the England outside half. And we beat them 6-3. That was two penalties to one try. And that was John Horton sidestepped me and scored under the post, by the way, but I'll accept that. But they, because our defence was so good against them, at the end of the day, we managed to hold out for a 6-3 win. So we got into the quarterfinals, which was really a proud thing for us to do. A good bunch of lads, you know, in those days.
Yeah, that's quite a coup. I should hasten to add to our listeners that Peter's not in short trousers now. But going back to your short trouser days, when did you first go to see Gloucester play at Kingsholm?
I used to go on the evening games, really. I mean, I was at university for 3 years, so I came out of school, and we used to, on a Saturday morning, we used to play for the school. And then on Saturday afternoon, we used to get stolen for the O'Cryptians games. And I always remember that in those years when Friday night and Saturday night were in the new inn in Gloucester, because that was the place to go where everybody met in those days. We used to have the odd pint of shandy in there, you know, on a Friday night, and play the rugby on a Saturday morning, then on a Saturday afternoon. So it was a real sort of camaraderie thing, you know. And you could see in those days that the Gloucester players were about in there. Some of the more mature O'Cryptians were there as well. So it was a big bunch of people, you know, who just had a good time together, really. But like Gloucester, I started going when I was probably 16 or 17. I can't remember the first game I watched, but I can remember some of the real good players that in my early days were Dick Smith and Don Rutherford and DBW Ainge. I seem to remember David Ainge was a good goal kicker. Terry Hobson at outside half, Mickey Booth at scrum half, Mike Burton in his early days, Alan Brin, and the real master for me in those days was Dick Smith. And when Dick got the ball off the back of a scrum, took the ball in his hand and went on that arcing run. I mean, Dick wasn't a very good catcher of the ball, but he was a beautiful passer of the ball, and he sold a beautiful dummy. He used to go on this arcing run off the back. I can still picture it now, you know, sell a dummy in just by the post there, no problem at all. So it was he was a real master. And the other guy I really got to love was Terry Hobson. I mean, when he kicked the ball from what was then the tump end, where the hospitality boxes are, the wind always used to blow from corner to corner, and he'd spiral this kick, you know, it's absolutely beautiful. And he'd hit it just right under the clock, you know, absolutely beautiful the way he used to kick the ball. They were good days, good formative days. And then from then I went to uni, and, I lost touch a little bit, you know, from there.
Did you play fullback from the start at school?
I played outside half.
Oh, right.
And I was a kicking outside half, of course, but I could run as well. I mean, I'd scored a few tries as well in those days, and it was like, you know, in some ways it was a free-for-all on occasions, but we played some very good, very skillful sides, and we had some good results against them as well. I remember Chosen Hill coming, they were unbeaten in their season, and then we sent them away 14-6. We'd won, you know. And that was an excellent victory for us. Of course, Tommy's was always the big crunch game for us. There was no love lost there at all, as there isn't between Old Cryptians and Old Richens now. But I played outside half in those days, and it was only in representative games when I played for the county, or I think I played one game for the Southwest or something, that I got to fullback. I wasn't a great tackler in those days because I was quite slight, so it was a question of technique more than anything else. But I could kick goals from anywhere, just the same, you know. So and I could join the line, you know, and do anything you wanted to, really. But
so when you played representative rugby at schoolboy level, you were actually played out of position.
I played fullback, yeah. But it was something that was going to come, I think, anyway, because I wasn't a pacey person. I was steady, I could catch a ball, I had good skills, good kicking skills, of course. I could kick either foot as well, which was handy as well. So when you got into a tricky situation, you could always rely on the foot you stand on as well to get you out of trouble. But it was only an extension, really. I mean, you know, I played rugby at fullback all my life after then, really. It was a change, but it was a natural progression almost, you know. It was something that was going to happen anyway, I think.
Yeah.